This comes from Maria, who asks Norma, how can she assess trauma when supporting a 15-year-old?
Oh, goodness.
Big question.
It certainly is. I think when I'm assessing any trauma that her child has experienced, I find Frank Putnam's 13 variables extremely helpful. He has those detailed in his book, Dissociation in Children and Adolescents, and he identifies 13 different variables that we need to be looking at. He said, absolutely, we need to have a very detailed knowledge of the attachment that child had with the parents, and that includes preconception, conception, the early months, the early years, right through. At what age did that child experience the trauma? Sometimes the behaviors can be seen in the behaviors the child has can identify what age the trauma happened, what the recovery time was, who was there for that child, because sometimes it can just be a neighbor, sometimes it can be someone else, but who was the important person who helped that child recover? And maybe even more importantly, maybe there was no one there to help that child recover, and that would let us know that that child experienced a trauma. Even if that child is 13, 14, if there's no one there to assist that child to recover, then what might be stressful for another 13-year-old would be traumatic for your 15-year-old, traumatic for your 15-year-old. So it needs a really good detailed information gathering about that child's life to date.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Norma. I've got another question from Helen, who is asking if you've got any advice around contact in foster care, particularly where carers report that contact has a disruptive effect on the children's emotional landscape and sometimes their placement.
Sure, and I think that then needs a really detailed conversation with the foster carer about what they are actually seeing, what they are identifying, and whether or not it's the carer who needs to have further help to enable them to understand the child's behaviour, to be able to not become confused that the child's trying to communicate something by their behaviour, whether or not this is a positive attempt from the child to say, please help me to understand what's happening. I'm so muddled about contact. I'm so muddled about relationships. And the carer needs some help with that. Or indeed, whether or not the carer is very competent and able to do that, but the child's behaviours are still continuing.